The way things work now, a home buyer finds a real estate agent. Often, that agent works for a brokerage that has other agents who represent sellers. Under current law, the agents can't tell their clients, the buyer or the seller, whether or not an offer is a good one. This scenario is referred to as dual agency. The Wisconsin Realtors Association wants a change in state law that would let the agents advise their clients. This would be known as designated agency. It sounds like a good idea on the surface, says a critic and licensed agent, Corey Schultke. But he says the real motive behind designated agency isn't customer service, but the increased commissions brokerage firms would get if their agents represent both buyer and seller.
There's a reason you don't see attorneys representing plaintiff and defendant in the same law firm. That's a conflict of interest. Buyers inherently want to get the lowest price and the best terms for their house, and sellers inherently want to get the highest price and best terms.
And Schultke says the prospect of larger commissions could pressure agents to make a deal. But the vice president of the Wisconsin Realtors Association, Richard Staff, says the proposed law change will not encourage agents to make unscrupulous deals.
There's nothing about this law that would increase the pressure. If you're motivated by putting together the deal, you're going to be as motivated in a non-dual agency, in a dual agency, or in a designated agency.
Staff says buyer or seller could opt out of a deal at any time under designated agency, just like with any other form of representation. Also, both buyer and seller would have to agree in order to get their agent's advice. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.